Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It is Phoenix Star 9 today. My co-host is out of you know, she's feeling under the weather. So, that's fine. We got a special guest. We got Sanina Ryder. She is coming through. We're going to be talking about her work, talking about her beginning, talking about what she's got coming up, also about the new show that she's going to be putting out, web series titled Boundless Seduction. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Sanina the Ryder.
Yeah!
They always be turned. I'm sorry, I'm trying to tell them to chill out, but you know, they be turned up. What's good? How are you?
I'm well, trying to get this fundraising site up since GoFundMe banned me due to explicit material.
Well, let's jump into that right away, actually. What I want to know is, tell us about Boundless Seduction, the web series, and, you know, what we can expect from that.
Boundless Seduction, the series, is going to be basically based on a compilation of different stories from all of my books. So it's not just from the actual book that's titled Boundless Seduction. It's going to be different stories from all of my books. I just decided to go with the title Boundless Seduction. Right now I'm in, I started off GoFundMe, but since my series has sexually suggestive material in it, GoFundMe does not allow that, so they banned me. So the few people who had already donated, I will still get your money, but GoFundMe has banned me. They will not allow me to do a campaign on their site. So I'm going through Pay It Square now. Everything pretty much goes the same. If everybody just donates a dollar or even two, I'll be able to reach my goal now that I have all the quotes and information on how much I'll need to actually get the series up and going.
Okay. I know you said they banned you. And I want to know more about Boundless Seduction, the book. You recently put out a special edition. So we want to know more about, like, what, because I have a book. You know, but I don't want to just be, you know, telling everybody everything. I want them to go be able to go out there and buy it themselves because it's filled with a lot. It's like, yo, I'm telling you, it's worth the money. Spend the money. But tell us, from your point of view, tell us, you know, about the book and some of the things that we can, or the people who haven't gotten it, or some of the things that they can expect after they get the book or from the book.
Well, Boundless Seduction is not just an erotic book. It's going to be kind of like a self-help guide. So there's information on the how-to, what to, where to, all the information that you need. I've included tips for the bedroom, tricks for the bedroom, recipes for things that you and your lover can concoct for the bedroom. It has a lot of information on foreplay, how to use restraints in the bedroom, pillows, foreplay, everything. So it's like a self-help / erotica guide / picture book.
Okay. So, all right, self-help guide / erotica. That's right up some people's alley, because you know a lot of people are going to be reading like that. So that would be perfect. That's actually perfect. What I see, very perfect.
Well, I mean, most people read the book and they take different tidbits from the book to actually help them perform better in the bedroom. So I decided for the special edition, why not include actual tips and tricks? I actually included like role play scenarios, different costumes that you can use. I mean, because a lot of people, sometimes when you're together for a long time, the spark kind of dies down, and that's because you all become so comfortable with each other and so used to each other that you kind of fall into a pattern of doing the same thing every day. So in this book, I included ways to basically spice up your love life and spice up what you do in the bedroom.
Well, again, I feel like a lot of people can use this. I'm just saying. That's how I feel. So, I want to know, tell us about your titles that you already have out and tell people where they can get, you know, get your titles from.
Well, as of now, I've published 5 books, but only 4 are available because Boundless Seduction Special Edition is basically combined with Boundless Seduction, the original that I had out there was just an ebook. So if you want to go and order, the first book I published was Deviant Sexual Desires. They came out in June of 2013. The book that dropped after that was Last Chance. It was in an ebook. It's available on Google Play. It's available on Kindle. That's strictly just an ebook. Sapphic Love is an ebook, and you can get it on paperback. That's available pretty much everywhere books are sold. So Amazon, Kindle, Kobo, Barnes and Noble, iTunes, it's available everywhere. And then Boundless Seduction Special Edition. Now, Boundless Seduction Special Edition is available everywhere except on iTunes. Due to explicit content, Apple banned their book from being sold in the iTunes bookstore. So that book is not available on Apple, but it still is available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Google Play. It's available. So all of my books are basically available everywhere except Boundless Seduction and Special Edition. And that book is just, it's not on Apple. That's the only place that it's not available.
Okay, cool. So I want to know, you know, as a writer, how do you stop or how do you keep yourself from becoming, like, repetitive or feeling that you're becoming repetitive with your work?
Every story is triggered by something. So I can be listening to a song. I can see something that's actually just completely innocent, and I could take something from it and turn it into a story. So I actually have to go back and read my work to make sure it's not being repetitive, but it's just like every time I write, I sometimes feel like it's a different person inside of me writing, because sometimes I go back and read my own writing and I'm shocked at what I wrote and I'm the one that's writing it. But I don't know. I just really take, like, I can just, like, see something completely innocent. Like, one day I was just, like, walking and I was in the park and I just saw, like, you know, the trees and the leaves and everything. And I wrote, like, a complete story just based on the park. Well, I actually set it in a graveyard, but, I mean, I got my inspiration from just being in the park.
Okay. And I know you said earlier you kind of feel like you're a different person. Another person comes out and writes and stuff. That's how I feel like whenever something happens and I do something unexpectedly freaky and I'm like, who is this person? I can't believe I did that. And, you know, I don't know if that's how you feel when you write, but, you know, that's
it's your alter ego. That's the only thing that I have several of them, but, I mean, it's your alter ego. It's that person inside of you that breaks the mold. Like, okay, I'm going to be completely opposite of how I am day to day. Like, you take on this other personality. Like, they look different, they feel different, they do different things. And that's why I talk about role playing so much in my books, because sometimes you just get in the mode of doing things that you're not known for usually doing, something that you may be uncomfortable doing, you know, sometimes. But there's that alter ego inside of you that's like, hey, that's me. So it's just like, I feel like everyone has two sides. You have the, you know, innocent, this is my day-to-day side, this is what everybody knows me as. And then you have the bedroom side. You have that freak that's completely perverted, total opposite of how you are normally. Like, you take on a whole different personality, and that's okay, because honestly, in relationships, that's what you need. You need that person that's going to come out from inside of you to do some different stuff, because when you get in a relationship, especially if it's long term, you become this person that's just like, okay, you know, wake up, go to work, come home, cook, clean, get ready for bed, start it over the next day. And we become so repetitive that everything in our life just becomes like a schedule. But we lose the spontaneity. in our relationships. And that's the one thing that we need to hold on to, just being spontaneous with things. Like people, especially people who are in the business world and they own their own businesses, if they get so used to scheduling everything. Sex is not something that you want to schedule into your day-to-day life. That's how things become, you know, just normal. Like, you don't want to have normal sex. You want to have mind-blowing, out of this world. Oh, my God, who was that person last night? Did we get it on camera, honey? I need to go back and look at it. You need that type of person inside of you. And everyone needs that, because you never want to get, like, you never want your sex life to just be boring. I mean, that's what leads to people like, hey, you know, I've been looking at this other person, because we lose, you know, the spontaneity in our relationships, especially when you become comfortable with somebody. You always want to keep everything on edge. You always want to keep your lover wondering what's next, or what are we going to do? Are we going to do on a balcony, or hell, are we going to be in a pool, a jacuzzi? Are we going to be on the top of a building somewhere? You always want to keep it spicy like that, because that's what keeps everything interesting.
No, that's true. See, I'm gonna have to. I already got a couple of alter egos, and I feel like I kind of understand it better, and I need to bring out a few more of those alter egos in different areas of my life. But for right this second, I do have one more question before we go on a break. I want to know. I know you kind of seem to get your ideas randomly from the plots, you know, that you have in your stories. Now, are any of those things that you let me back up, okay? Let me see how to state this to sound tasteful at the same time. All right. So, are any of these stories based on real-life experiences, or are they just something that you fantasize about, the public and the people want to know, and I want to know, even though I think I know?
Actually, it's mixed up. A lot of the things that I write about are actually based off real life experiences or things that I've seen, witnessed, everything like that. Like, I take my inspiration from everything around me. So some of the stuff is actually true, whether I've been through it or whether I've been there personally to actually view it happening, pretty much based on something that actually happened in reality. And a lot of people read my work and they're like, oh my God, this is not something that normal people do. Yes, it is. Everything I write about is something somebody somewhere is doing it. Now, maybe you're not doing it in your relationship, but everything I write about is happening somewhere with somebody or somebodies.
Well, I'm going to just tell you this. You know, I don't have a relationship, but, you know, I plan on using some of those different little tips and tricks in that book pretty soon. I don't know. I mean, I'm just hopeful with your thinking. But what we're going to do right now is we're just going to go on a quick break. We're going to play a little music, and then I'm going to bring you back on. Cool?
Okay.
Can you hang on with
us? Yeah, that's cool.
All right. All right, everybody, we're about to play some K-Camp, Fat Trail. These niggas. This is just I'm just let y'all hear the song, man. It's my joint.
Yeah. Swear I don't like these niggas, no. I don't fuck around with niggas, no. Don't talk to me if it ain't about a check. Swear I love all my bitches. My bad for saying bitches, but y'all know I don't mean no disrespect.
I don't like them,
yeah.
I can't stand them.
Swear I don't like these niggas. I don't fuck around with niggas.
Don't like them, yeah. Can't stand them.
Swear I love all my bitches. I don't fuck around with niggas.
And I don't like these niggas, so I just go dismiss them. I just top 36 and stitch a clip for all my inches. Yes, I'm thinking about my digits, it's trying to make them rich. It was me and Kate Camp in Atlanta blowing Swiss. I'm thinking about my stripper. My bitch, she working 5-5. Smoke a lot of dope and drinking liquor, popping Molly. My hand. my plane land, I just know it's more sex.
Swear I don't like these niggas. I don't fuck around with niggas. Don't talk to me if it ain't about a check. Swear I love all my bitches. My bad for saying bitches. But y'all know I don't mean no disrespect.
I don't like them.
I swear I don't like these niggas. I don't fuck around with niggas.
They say I don't like them. Can't stand them.
Swear I love all my bitches. I don't fuck around with niggas.
They say I don't like them.
Mama know I'm a killer. My vision getting iller. I just left about the jungle with the lions and gorillas. Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. I'm far from a beginner. In Mercedes in the summer, riding Hummers in the winter. I'm a party for my niggas. Invite some strippers. Invite the drugs. I make that bitch fall in love with a nigga like me. A nigga like me. I think she wanna fuck because my neck is icy. But when I went to jail, ain't nobody right me. The reason money only thing excite me. A flight for you and me. I like the sightsee. I like to spend the night with a dyke and just Nike. Do it.
I don't like these niggas.
Do it.
All right. That was just a little bit of K-Camp, Fat Trail, These Niggas. And we got my guest still hanging on with us. Sanina, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool beans. I swear I'll be about to call you by your Facebook name, Ming Lee, all the time. I'm forgetful Jones. All right, so I know we asked you, wow, you kind of gave us a lot earlier, especially with the alter egos and things like that. So what I want to know is, which one of your characters in any of your books would you most want to run away with for a weekend?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Making me think.
Okay. In my first book, I wrote a BDSM story. And I changed the character's name because, me and my old editor, I actually based my character off of a real person. I told my old editor, hey, we can share this person. I'll change the name of my character. So the character's name, I believe, started off as Alpha. And the character's name ended up being Omega. But Submission Part 1 is in my first book, Deviant Sexual Desires. And that character is probably the epitome of what I would describe as the perfect lover, like from looks to personality to how they act in the bedroom, like to a T, that would probably be my perfect character.
All right. Okay. And then you said the BDSM story. Well, okay. I need to turn my ear on. All right. So, moving right along, when did you start writing erotic fiction?
I actually started writing erotic fiction probably about 11 years. And I actually started off writing a love story, which actually ended up being published, Sapphic Love. Sapphic Love is actually the first book I ever started writing that was a love story. Like, when I first started writing, I actually started writing science fiction. That's what I first started branching off in when I very, very, very first started writing. But Sapphic Love was the first book I actually started writing that was just a love story. And I let a few people read it, and they were like, hey, the storyline is great, but that sex scene, oh my God. So it's like everybody that I let read it, they focused on just the sex scenes. I was like, hey, I mean, have you ever thought about writing erotica? I was like, well, no, I never really just thought about just focusing on writing erotica. So due to the feedback that I got from Sapphic Love when I first started writing it, that's what made me branch off into writing erotic fiction. And it's like now, 11 years later, and 5 books later, it's like, okay, maybe erotica is actually working for me.
Okay, okay. So tell us a little bit about, like, your writing process. How does that go for you?
It's really, it's not traditional. It's not organized. I don't really sit up and write out an outline, even though that's what you're supposed to do. So when I talk to future aspiring authors, I tell them to get an outline. But I really don't use an outline. I'll try to start one, and whatever is put in the outline, it never makes it to the book. So I just stop using the outline because it's like, okay, that was useless. That was pointless. I mean, it gets your thoughts down on paper, but whenever I get it down on paper, I always deviate away from it. So I really literally can just hear something, see something, and turn it into a story. Like, I've literally written stories based around just hearing a phrase that may have been 3 words, and I turned it into a 10,000-word story.
Interesting. Okay. So you kind of just freestyle. You don't really have a set
process. I really do.
Process. Okay. For any of the aspiring writers or authors that are listening right now, I mean, this goes to show you got to do you. So we want to also know, when you come up with the characters and the different plots, like how do you come up with those?
It's always off the top of my head. Like I said, I really don't have a planning process behind writing any of my stories. Like, I really don't. Some, like I said, a lot of times they're based off reality, which for safety's sake, I always make it fiction by changing names and careers of the different characters, and maybe I'll tweak how they look, but nothing is really ever just, like, planned. I literally could just feel something, see something, and hear something, and I'll just get to writing, and then I look up, and I've written a whole story, or I've written half a story, and I'm like, hey, that sounds good so far. I need to finish it. So, like, my writing process is totally non-traditional. It's completely off the wall. It's just spontaneous. It's all over the place. But I appreciate the fact that I do write like that simply because I do promote people being spontaneous within their relationships and within their sex lives. So me being a spontaneous writer, you know, kind of goes hand in hand with what I believe and what I feel people should do. So, I mean, it works for me. A lot of people have to sit down and plan, project, write out things, outline things, and that's fine. That's really the traditional way of doing things, but with me, it's something totally different and completely off the wall, which I'm a completely off the wall person, so I guess it does work for me.
Okay. So, my next question for you is this. I know we talked about, you know, we asked you about the characters and where you get them from, that type of thing, but when it comes to actually writing a scene or a story, how much does your own sexuality come into play when you begin writing those? Like, do you yourself, are you writing what you would want to experience, or are you writing from somebody else's perspective, or how does that work for you?
I'm writing from my perspective, but I feel like that should be everyone's perspective. Like, I feel people should be completely open-minded when it comes to sex. I mean, you should always want to try new things and try different things. You should always want to step outside of the box to do different things in your sex life, because it's just like, who really wants to do the same thing every night? Like, it turns into a routine. Okay, you start off missionary to doggy style, then you end with her on top. It's like, who wants to go through that same process every night? Like, it just becomes routine, and that's no fun. There's no fun in any routine. Like, I understand people work 9 to 5, And that's a routine. But the only thing, honestly, that should be routine, if it's routine, is probably your work life and dealing with your children if you have one. That's something that, you know, you have to do every day. You have to work. You have to take care of the kids. But when it comes to the bedroom, and I'm not just limiting it to the bedroom, like, honestly, it should never just be in the bedroom. Hell, try fucking on the sink. On the counter, on the patio. I mean, at the movie theater. Hell, sometimes in front of people, depending on how frisky you are, you should always just want to think outside of the box, because trying new things is what actually turns most people on more, just because it's just that excitement behind, I've never tried this. Oh my God, somebody might catch us. Somebody might see us. What if this? What if that? That is what gives it that spice, and that's what people should really indulge in.
Mm. Now I've got to go to your fans and read a couple of the reviews that they left, and I am not going to hold back from what they said. I'm just going to be quoting verbatim. So we got, and these reviews are coming from Sapphic Love. So right now we have one that wants to bring, how do you say it, Sia or Saya?
It's Saya.
Okay, it's Saya. All right. And this was from actual name, but this is a review that we got from Amazon. And they were saying this book was exciting from beginning to end. Definitely. Wait a minute. People. Proofread it before you put it on Amazon. Proofread your reviews, please. All right. This book was exciting from beginning to end. The stud characters are like a dream. I loved it and can't wait to read the next. Val and whoever that is, better watch out, because Sanina is giving us some sensual, sexy, hot love making mixed with suspense, happiness, and sadness. Fan for life. And then we have another one from somebody who's like, loved it, from April Scott. Oh, my God, I can't wait for the continuation of Sapphic Love. That was an amazing story with so many twists and turns. I don't read much, honestly, but this book captured my attention. I look forward to reading more of Sanina's work. I hope that the second part comes out soon. And we got one more. You got a lot, and I can't be up here reading them all day, but this one comes from another reader named Teresa. This is my first time reading anything from author Sanina, and boy, was I blown away. Let's just say this book, she leaves your imagination running wild, hot, steamy, and bothered, and the details, oh my, off the chain. Sanina, I really enjoyed and loved the storyline. It will have you mad, cracking up, crying, a lot of emotion. Need part two like yesterday. So apparently they need part two like yesterday. So now tell everybody a little bit about Sapphic Love.
Sapphic Love, like I said, was my first love / romance novel that I actually tried to write. And it is based on a lot of things that actually happened in reality. Like I said, a lot of the stuff that I write about, it's real. It has happened. If I wasn't in it, I was there to witness it. So I'm writing from an experience. And it has a lot of twists and turns, but, I mean, people have to realize that even though things may seem extraordinary, like they can't happen, a lot of people actually live like this. A lot of people experience this. This is what really happens. And I mean, no shade. You know, some people may have boring, dull lives, and, you know, I'm sorry that you live like that. But a lot of people live on the edge. They really experience this thing, and it's like each day is an adventure. And it's just like, why else? I mean, why would you want to just look forward to doing the same thing every day? Like, who wants to live like that? Why would you want to be like,
know.
Hey, well, yeah, tomorrow's just going to be another day. You know, I'm going to do the same thing I did today. And, you know, the day after that, I'm going to do the same thing again. Like, who really wants to live like that? So, I mean, there are some people out there who live adventurous lives, and they're quite happy. And just because something seems off the wall to you could be someone else's norm. Like, norm,
right.
the norm, quote unquote norm, is set by society. And just because someone else is boring and dull doesn't mean you have to be boring and dull.
I refuse to be boring and dull.
Right.
And I do see we have callers on the line. So, callers, if you have anything to say, if you just want to call in and show love, press 1 and we can bring you on. So, and I thank you all for listening in as well. And I know Serena thanks you as well. But nah, who wants to be boring? Who wants to live that type of life? You know what I'm saying? I don't. But, you know, we do have a caller if you don't mind us taking a call.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Last 4-4-6-5-1, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Imani from Alabama.
Well, I tried to front like I didn't know the number. I tried to front like I didn't know.
I know, I was like,
how are you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
What's up, Sanina? I'm good. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, honey.
How you been?
Well...
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, especially coming from you.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. Definitely love rubbing shoulders with you. Definitely do.
Rubbing shoulders?
Hey, all right. Tammy, stop it.
So, Imani, thank you so much, you know, for calling in.
Of course,
do you have
of course.
Anything else
always
you want to
show
say?
My support. No, just, you know, Sanina, keep doing what you're doing. Please keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever stop.
I'm trying. Perfect. I keep hitting a lot of roadblocks because, honey, getting out there in the erotica field, like, people are like, no, your material is too explicit. Like, this book is literally banned on Apple. Like, Apple looked over the book and they were like, no.
No.
They didn't say you need to change some stuff and you need to take some stuff out. They just sent me an email like, no, ma'am, honey.
Well, the beauty about that is you're building your fan base, and no matter who is going to release it, they're going to get it. And that's the good thing about it. They're going to follow you no matter where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, one can only hope because I tried to start the fundraiser today. So I could get Boundless Seduction a series out there and GoFundMe. Even GoFundMe was like, absolutely not. This material is sexually suggestive. We cannot let you continue with this campaign. And they banned it. So the two people who did donate, like, I will receive their funds, but GoFundMe basically shut it down like, no. So now I'm going to pay it square to raise the money for the series, because GoFundMe was like, no, we just can't. We can't do it.
That's funny how much they give so much attention to 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm
you know,
telling
because
you.
It's a moneymaker, and then somebody else is trying to do pretty much their own little thing in that same genre, and they, you know, shut it down. That's disheartening not to understand that.
Right, and that was the biggest thing, because when they banned me, I immediately went, because I own an iPhone as well, and as soon as they banned me, I was just like, let me go look and see if 50 Shades of Grey is on here. And I went, and they have everything. They have the trailer, all the books, anything that's 50 Shades of anything is available on Apple, but they were like, no, ma'am, Pam, you have sexually suggestive material. We can't allow that. But thank you for using our service.
That's sad. That is sad.
You know, isn't it?
It's like, but keep that beautiful head up, though, please. Keep it up.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Imani. Appreciate you calling
in. Oh, you're quite welcome. Of course.
All right. You're going to be a guest soon, so just hold on. We got you.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, you know, you got supporters out there. You got people that, like she said, going to follow you no matter where you go. So, you know, also when you mentioned that you had an iPhone, I was like, you know what? You can't tell me that you wasn't in a trap or something. I don't know. Because you got like two phones. It's like, huh. But nah, you know, and I know, you know, you are a very busy person. So what I want you to tell everybody is where they can find you on social media. Also, if you have anything that I haven't asked you or anything that you wanted to say that, you know, you feel is important right now, you know, this is your time to do so.
Well, the casting call for Boundless Seduction, the series, will be very soon. It will be happening in Atlanta, Georgia. I do know quite a few people that I've already had my eye on that I would like to be a part of the series, so I'll be looking for you specifically. But the casting call is open to anyone with any acting experience, even if you're fresh out of school, even if you're still in acting school. I'm open to getting anyone out there who has been a supporter of me. So if you support me, I'll support you, and I'm more than willing to work with you. You can find me on Facebook. Facebook made my old page a fan page. So now I actually have like two fan pages and a personal page. But my personal page is Mingli. That's M-I-N-G, last name L-I. I have my fan pages, Facebook.com/ Erotica by Sanina. And then I have my old page, which they turned into a fan page, which is the first name is Sanina, S-A-N-I-N-A. The last name is The Author. On Twitter, you can find me at Sanina the Writer. On Instagram, I am Goddess of Erotica. If anyone wants to contact me directly, you can contact me through my email. It's sexwithsanina@gmail.com. To my website, which is eroticabysanina.com.
Cool. You got any shout-outs? Are you?
Yeah, actually, to all my readers and everybody that's been patient with me this morning, I actually had two people donate to me on GoFundMe, even though they shut me down. So shout out to Tevis and Cheetah. Thank you so much for donating. I will receive your money. We're just going to have to switch platforms, which I've already done. Anybody who's interested in donating so that I can get Boundless Seduction as a series so you all can actually see what you've been reading, it's on Pay It Square. If you look up Boundless Seduction or if you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything, you'll actually see the links and you'll be able to donate. I'm just asking for everyone to donate literally just a dollar or two, because with all the readers and with all the followers I have on social media, if everyone were to donate honestly 50 cents, I could probably reach my goal. But for those of you who donate $30 or more, you will receive a autographed copy of my latest book, Boundless Seduction Special Edition, which is available everywhere except on Apple.
Oh, Apple punks. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad I finally got you on for an interview because, what, this is our first interview.
Right, and it's been forever.
It's really sad. But I'm happy I got you on. You know, we can't wait to have you back on again. And I really hope you enjoy your weekend and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you so much for having me on, finally.
You're so welcome. Everybody, thank you for listening in. And this is us signing off. Oh, we will be having a special guest, Tara McKinney, who is also, she's actually a camera operator, video camera operator for many, many, many series like the ones that you've seen on Tyler Perry or from Tyler Perry. And she'll be on tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will be promoting that. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys come back tomorrow and chill with us for that one. So have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Oh, and also, Sanina, if you're still there, Happy Father's Day to you, too, because, you know, I know you do both mommy and daddy duty. You know what I'm saying? You out there.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And anybody else that's out there doing, you know, having to do double duty, Happy Parents Day, Happy Father's Day to you, too. So we're out. Thank you so much again, Sanina. Thank you, Amanda, for calling in as well. And thank you for everybody that's listening. And have a wonderful weekend.